This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Michael Brown predicts the coming collapse of our secular universities. While it is true that the major universities with hefty endowments will survive, he makes the same prediction I've been making for many years and adds some other reasons for the future decline in numbers and influence of universities. First, there has been a serious dip in enrollment in our colleges and universities across the nation. Even before the pandemic, there was a plunge in enrollment at certain universities, especially those that have made the news because of the woke policies and protests. The current decline in enrollment is the worst ever recorded. When I talked about this decline in enrollment on my radio program, I reminded my listeners that a decline in freshman enrollment is not a mere one-year economic blip. Fewer freshmen mean fewer sophomores, juniors, and seniors. A one-year decline is felt for many years. Second, declining birth rates are contributing to lower enrollments. The demographic downturn is affecting universities, but also many other aspects of our society. Michael Brown also reminds us of something I've been discussing in previous commentaries. Christians and conservatives have more children than secularists and liberals. While secular universities are seeing enrollment declines, Christian colleges are seeing an increase in enrollment. Finally, he explains that the more these schools embrace radical Marxism, the less students will receive a practical education and the less equipped they will be for the real world. Parents and prospective students are already questioning whether a college education is essential given sky-high tuition and the growing hostility towards a biblical perspective. So these factors suggest a major shift in higher education in America. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free booklet on the biblical view on wokeness, go to viewpoints.info/wokeness. That's viewpoints.info/wokeness.